a few years ago, Congress passed a law that said that the internet cannot be used to annoy people. The 2005 Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act assigned criminal penalties to anyone who, quote, utilizes any device or software that can be used to originate telecommunications or other types of communications that are transmitted in whole or in part by the internet without disclosing his identity and with intent to annoy, abuse, threaten, or harass any person. Okay, so this is an anti-harassment statute of some kind. And, you know, people shouldn't be abused and they shouldn't be harassed, and there are rules against that, and, you know, and but annoy? I mean, you know, are you really going to take, like, close down annoy.com in the United States of America? You know?
Particularly, how about ignore it?
What?
How about just ignore it?
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody makes you go to annoy.com if you don't, you know, it's like a free choice. You can, you know, shut the thing off. And, you know, and there was even people who pointed out that there are, you know, the Congress had done all kinds of things to try to encourage whistleblowers, right, to say things which their bosses might find annoying, like, you know, she's stealing money from the company safe, right? You know, somebody would come after you because that was an annoying thing to say, even if it was true. Where did they get this idea that you couldn't annoy people on the internet? That's crazy. How many annoying emails have any of us in this room sent? Okay, but here's what they were thinking. They were thinking that there is a clause going way back to the 1930s against harassing or annoying people over the telephone. Okay? So I can't keep calling Peggy, we'll pick on her. You know, I just can't, you know, it's actually illegal for me to keep calling Peggy at home and annoying her. If she says, don't call back, I'm supposed to not call back, all right? And that's a federal crime if I keep doing it after she's told me not to. And, you know, they noticed that the telecom law that covered that doesn't cover Skype. If you're making an internet telephone call, a voice over IP telephone call, you know, that's not, you know, the definition of what a telephone is or what a telephone call is in that part of telecom law that says you can't be annoying doesn't cover, you know, my calling Peggy on her Skype account rather than on, you know, on her Verizon line. Now, that's crazy, right? If I can't annoy her on the Verizon, I shouldn't be able to annoy her on Skype. At least it makes a certain kind of logic. But, you know, they didn't want to name Skype and voice over IP because that was too technologically specific. So they just said, you can't annoy people on the internet. Okay, which then swept annoy.com up into it. Annoy.com got annoyed. Okay, and they protested. And, you know, and I think it wasn't annoy.com. It was something else. It was the suggestion box, which is, I think, equally. And, you know, and the thing only got resolved because the federal authorities, whoever was in charge of this, issued an interpretation, which of course doesn't have the force of law, but they, you know, they posted it that says annoy doesn't mean annoy. Annoy means like to threaten or, you know, something like that. It says annoy, but we don't mean annoy. So that's the way it stands.
But, right? But you have a really great point, which is, what does it take to do something that's generalized?
Right.
What does it take to do something, because the place that Congress messes up, this was, I was hoping this was going to be the only instance of Congress doing something that was a little bit out of whack, but it turns out it's not the only instance. They've done it a lot. And since technology moves fast, how can we do this in a better way? And one of the most important things is to have people like you think about it so that you can form informed opinions and tell people. But just to go back, what would you think would be a good way? I mean, not that there, I don't know the answer. It's not like there's a right or wrong answer.
Well, so. I don't know the answer either, but yeah. In this case, I guess it was like bad wording. It was like a bad choice of words, I think, for Congress. And at least the U.S. has the First Amendment, which would cover Anoy.com, I think. So maybe that wasn't, like, you know, the right direction, but I think we can... I think interpretations are very important. And having that law to cover some areas that need to be regulated are, I think, okay, because in the bigger umbrella, we still have the freedom of speech protection.
Yeah, but remember, you know, we got some pretty powerful characters here, right? Guess what areas they think need to be regulated?
Right.
Nothing.
Right. So there's a huge difference with the phone. The huge difference with the phone was when it rings, you answer it. So Peggy doesn't know whether it's Harry or it's, you know, somebody really important. So you can't ignore it. But email, you know, there was a big difference there. But then, wait a second, what about Skype? Well, that's kind of like sort of email, but you have to answer it. You know, I'm not sure what the... But I think you just have to start to think more deeply about this. And whose interests are at stake, and